higher hoop hoops. Your mind dukes are pot dukes. The two scoops and raisin in the sun. Brother try to rally up, then daily rally for some room. Bird decking, double decking, rubber necking in my tune. Check it out, yo. I smile like Groucho Marx. I make a joke.
From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man back after a 2 week hiatus. Maybe it's 1 week. I can't count. Hello, Podzilla 1985 fans. It's me, Shannon Young, Mr. 100 with you. And with me, as always, the Five Star Man.
Yes, babe. I am a real Five Star Man. You want to go skateboards?
She didn't tell me what she was going to say there. She was getting it ready. That's not the Five Star Man. That's Allie Hebert. The Five Star Man's actually taking the night off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just the two of us tonight. And we debated heavily on whether or not to do the show because it's hard to do Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man without the Five Star Man. In fact, I seem to remember a few weeks ago when I was talking about leaving and I mentioned the Five Star Man doing the show on his own, he said that wouldn't make any sense to do the show with only one half being there. But I'm doing it anyway. And if Asa, if I can do it, you can do it.
He's going to argue that fact.
Well,
considering you're the half that knows how to run the stuff.
I've offered to teach him. I've offered to teach everybody.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, whenever you teach Asa how to do it, that means he is able to do it without you, and he doesn't want to do it without you.
I think that's the general consensus, is that the moment everyone else learns how to do it, it's probably because I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So, nothing lasts forever, folks. Kids, if you think that Mr. 100 is going to be doing this show for the rest of your lives, you're wrong. You know, I'll die, or I'll leave. One of the two.
Cheery.
Every time you tune into this show, you should expect that. Because Jesse's got Nerd Up. Uh-huh. He does Nerd Up over there on Sundays. Yeah. And it's a happy show. They talk about video games. They talk about movies and their favorite restaurants and, you know, what kind of postage stamps they like to use.
What kind?
Whatever Jesse and the crew talk about over there, that's fine. But here, when you tune into a show with Shannon Young, by the way, you can check out my newest interview in the Southeast Missourian.
Yep.
I got a couple lines in there. Very exciting. When you tune into a show with Shannon Young, you can expect a couple things. Witty insight, sharp barbs, and heaps upon heaps of depression.
It's a grand old time.
I would like to point out to the fans once again that none of the things that we talk about is scripted.
None.
None of this. So if you're thinking, how is he so witty? How is he so smart? How can he come up with these things just off the cuff like that? He's got to be reading from a teleprompter. Well, I ain't Barack Obama, and I don't read from teleprompters, and I don't script out what I say. Everything I say here is from the heart.
Yes, that is true, but I have a feeling if you had to give the speeches that Barack Obama had to give, you would write them out.
No, if I was president, I wouldn't write speeches. I would just get... Here's... I don't have a lot of talents that I'm proud of. I don't, because I've always been the kind of guy that's tried to do a little bit of everything, whether it was art or writing or wrestling, whatever. I've always tried to be good at something, and I'm okay at most things. I'm like that guy. If I were a video game character, I'm the starting character. I've got, on a scale of 1 to 10, I've got average in everything because I'm average. But the one thing I excel at is speaking. You put me in front of a crowd. I don't care how big it is or what the topic is. I will talk and talk and talk, and I don't need any coaching. I don't need anything written down. I don't like to be guided. No notes.
What if
you can use notes, Allie? I don't, because I am a professional. You are amateur compared to me. Why are you even on this show?
The fact that you think you have to do a speech with no notes to be a professional is kind of...
The president uses the teleprompter.
So?
So that is a big issue with the Republican Party. And Fox News.
So is everything else in this world.
Which, by the way, if you haven't seen it already, Jon Stewart came back on the Colbert Report. I'm sorry, it's not the Colbert Report anymore. It's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert over on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Jon Stewart came back and did a great segment where he made fun of the Republican National Committee again. I thought I heard knocking behind me on the door. Am I hearing things?
I haven't. I mean, I don't see anyone.
Okay, because I thought I heard somebody get out of the car. We're recording at Gaming Grounds at 709 Broadway.
For all your gaming needs.
I'm so proud of Ethan. The other day, a reporter came in, talked to Ethan about Pokemon Go, which is actually what they talked to me about for the Southeast Missourian. Came in and talked to Ethan about Pokemon Go, and when Ethan mentioned Gaming Grounds in this story, he said, Gaming Grounds, 709 Broadway, for all your gaming needs. They do pre-orders and special orders. And I was so proud of him.
Yeah.
That means it's caught on.
It really has.
Yeah. If you're wondering what the topic is for tonight, we don't have one.
No.
Because I didn't know. I've toyed with a couple things here. Tanner suggested that I talk about my personal life and that I talk about, well, I don't want to name names, but he knows. He knows what he suggested.
Yeah.
And Tanner, you're a son of a bitch is what you are. There are some things that I don't talk about here on the show. I did two shows by myself. And Allie, if you weren't here, maybe I would have done it. But God knows you can't resist of attention. You can't resist attention when attention is given to you. So you had to get on the show. You had to butt your way onto the show tonight.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I did.
Even though you weren't invited.
Uh-huh.
You're not a part of the show.
It's not like I'm here every Tuesday.
See, she's getting agitated, folks. I'm just showing how easy it is to agitate people. I've got a book coming out on it.
You do? Who's the publisher? Who are you going through?
Clearinghouse.
Where is that at?
Publishing house.
Where is it?
Kentucky.
Where in Kentucky?
North.
North. Where in North Kentucky?
Paducah.
Is that north?
Can you prove it's not?
I can get a map. I have the internet.
Okay, moving on. Now, I don't want to turn this into a personal show. I don't want to turn this into another, you know, I've done two shows where I just kind of rambled on about my personal life, and I will agree that it seems to be getting people interested. People like to hear me ramble, but God, you ramble and you cry and whine enough, you kind of get tired of hearing yourself talk.
Yeah, I mean,
not many people have that problem, but I do. The fact that you're here, that you're here right now, means that I will be able to bounce enough conversation off of you to last an entire hour. Whereas if it was just me, I'd probably go 30 minutes and call it a night.
Okay.
That's a problem, because that means I'm going to hear myself talk a lot, because you don't talk a lot.
Because I'm so used to having you and Asa talking all the time. And so if you actually come up with a topic...
Well, before we left, because you did laundry.
Yes. Adulting.
Yes, a very adult laundry, if you know what I mean. Before we left, I said, I asked you a question. I asked you, and this is kind of personal, but I said, does it ever get so bad in life? Do you ever feel so bad in life that you just wonder what it's for? And you just want to give up. You know, why... It was something to that extent, wasn't it?
Okay. Because I can answer that question.
You're a great sidekick.
I remember... I'm the best sidekick. I remember the question you asked me. I wasn't exactly sure how to answer. Maybe you're just phrasing it differently this time. So.
Well, how did I phrase it originally? Because if you remember, let me
remember.
Know.
I just remember kind of not answering because I didn't know the best way to answer.
There's no way to answer it. Me and Asa, we've talked about depression here on the show before, and it's depressing.
Well, yeah.
Is the best way to put it. And lately, if you thought I've been depressed before on the show, the past week has been one of the most trying episodes of my life, and really for no reason. Everything that happens to me, I put on myself. And that's the real problem with depression, is you can take something that's very minor and turn it into the biggest thing possible, and it can absolutely consume you. You know, it doesn't have to be something major. It can be just an idea sparked inside of your head that you will take and you will stretch it out. Like, you stretch canvases.
Yeah.
I stretch misery.
I mean, what you're talking about is also found with anxiety.
Well, don't worry, I have that too. When I went to the doctor, they prescribed anxiety and depression medication at the same time. So I'm one of the very lucky people that has both.
I actually think that's more common than you.
Not according
realize.
To that doctor.
Really?
Maybe that's why the pills didn't work,
because
I had a bad
doctor.
Because
all the time I hear people, I have depression and anxiety, because you are a lot of, I don't know, I just hear those two things going together a lot.
Depression.
Whenever
anxiety.
I talk to people.
Well, aren't we blessed?
I mean, No.
Not really. Let's not talk about depressing things.
No, let's have a happy show.
No.
Why?
I don't want to have a happy show. I get tired of happy shows. Like Lindsay and her goddamn Pokemon every Thursday. Jesse and his video games and stuff like that.
Let's have an important show.
And, you know, I'm sitting over here when, and I love having Asa on, but Asa and I don't always agree with topics because there's some stuff he doesn't want to touch.
What do you want to touch that he doesn't? We'll tackle that right now.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't thought about it because every show that I do, it always has a topic that it's fine. I want to cover lots of different topics. But at the heart of it, what I wanted to talk about were just these important issues and these important things in life.
I want to talk about those things.
Well, what do you got?
I mean, I don't have one right now. I mean, I do, but you won't watch the documentary with me.
It gets frustrating. It gets frustrating that what an awful, awful world we live in. And you want to change things and you want to do something different and help people. But you realize you can't help people and people don't want to be helped. People are happy just either they're miserable like me because they realize how awful and what a joke life is, or they're blissfully ignorant and they get by talking about Pokemon. And
well, what would you rather be?
Would I rather be blissfully ignorant or constantly worried? I'd rather be blissfully ignorant. I wish I could.
But you also have such a care for the world that if you are blissfully ignorant, you're in a way, in some situations, part of the issue. If you just decide to not think about all the problems in the world, then you're not doing anything to fix them.
But I'm not doing anything to fix them anyway.
But right now that you are aware of them and you're thinking about them, that is much closer to being able to do something about it than not.
Oh, good. I spend my time worrying about things. And I see people elsewhere that are just happy because they can go out and party and go mudding and hit the vape pipe. And I don't know what people do to be happy. I don't know because I'm not happy. So how the fuck would I know? But you know what it's like? It's like if you decide to be a vegetarian. You want to be a vegetarian because you think eating meat is wrong. And you're right. I think eating meat is wrong. But just because you don't eat meat doesn't mean that you're saving any cows.
Yeah.
So just because you think about the world's problems doesn't mean that the world's problems are going to go away in any fashion. Because the people that can make a difference don't, and the people that want to make a difference can't do it.
Okay, so then how do we tackle that issue?
You don't.
Why?
When was the last time they did?
When? Just because it hasn't happened doesn't
right
mean
now,
we can't.
Right now. Black Lives Matter. This movement that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
The police shootings.
Yes.
Police brutality.
Yes.
What's changed? Other than our knowledge of it, what's changed? How about mass shootings? And gun problems and AR-15s and why are we selling weapons of mass destruction to people? We know about it. I can read you the shootings that have happened in the past few years, every single one. And what's changed? Nothing. When President Obama came into office 8 years ago and he inherited all these problems that George Bush gave him, who inherited all these problems that Bill Clinton gave him, who inherited all the problems that George Bush before him gave him, everyone comes into these problems and nothing really changes. Either we don't see it anymore and it gets swept under the rug like killer bees. Remember killer bees?
No.
When I was a kid, killer bees were probably the single most important issue on the news for about a month. The killer bees are coming. Confirmed deaths by killer bees. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm not making this up.
And
there's lots of people out there
you.
Right now that are my age that are going, I remember killer bees. But, I also remember ecto coolers. Hey, they're back.
Yes, they are. I'm just trying to figure out,
are you asking me what the killer bees are?
Yeah.
They were a wrestling tag team in the 80s, I think. Maybe the 90s. You're talking about the other killer bees.
What?
Do you think
the
news was covering two wrestlers coming to America to kill everybody, Allie?
No, I didn't know there were wrestlers called the killer bees.
And you're on Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
I'm the newbie. Everyone knows that.
You don't remember killer bees?
No.
Killer bees, I don't remember where they were coming from, but I know every time we turned on the news, It was killer bees. Killer bees, killer bees, killer bees. If it wasn't killer bees, it was the flesh-eating bacteria. If it wasn't the flesh-eating bacteria, it was something else designed to scare you into thinking that you were going to die. West Nile. What was the scare a few years ago with the powder? Oh God, do you remember
Anthrax?
The name of it? Anthrax. There are so many things that we just assume they got fixed. They didn't get fixed. These weren't problems to begin with.
Yeah, but...
But the things that are problems, they don't get fixed either.
See, if you have an issue with things in the world, if you just decide to give up on them, but you know they're there, you're just going to make it worse on yourself.
Oh, I can't give up on them. I've tried.
So
you're cursed to a lifetime of empathizing.
Or you just continue to try.
For what?
Because of the slightest chance that something will change.
And in all the time that you spend trying to change the world, you spend your time miserable. You can't be happy. You can't just enjoy life for what it is, because you know that right behind the door is the most awful thing that's going to happen. And it's happening every day, and you know it, and you're aware of it. And there are many kinds of people out in the world. There are people like me who research it, who go to the websites, who look at the news, who watch the news, who go to CNN.com and LiveLeak and WikiLeaks and all these other places to find the absolute worst information, because you want to know what's happening in the world. You want to know how bad it's gotten. You don't know why, because you know you can't change it. It's kind of like a car wreck. You just want to see it. And then there are people like Lindsay who fills her life with Pokemon and fashion stories and comics, and she gets through that way. And I've never understood it. I've never understood how you can just bury your face in the sand and in the dirt and go, I know it's terrible out there, but I'm more concerned with how I can dress up my character. Anytime I take a moment out to do something for me, I feel guilty. That's how deep I've gotten into the problems of the world. If I spend 5 minutes on a video game, or if I go out to an event and enjoy myself, I have guilt. Are you sure I'm not Catholic?
I mean, you have to find the balance of...
But how can you balance it? Like, how can you know how terrible things are and go, I get it, but I'm going to take some time out for me? That just seems wrong.
But you're talking about... how you would much rather just avoid everything.
I would, but just because I'd rather be that way doesn't mean I'm going to be. I would like to do a lot of things that I think are right, but I don't. It's easier to want to do the right thing than to do the right thing. Or something. I don't know.
You have to be aware of the world. You have to be aware of the things that are going on. Because if you don't pay attention to them, then you're going to be part of the issue. And whether you think the little things you do matter or not, if you make someone to start think about the issues that are going on, then something can happen. There have been issues in the world that have been fixed.
Like what?
There have been so many... Especially in the medical field. Learning how... Those are still issues.
Yeah, but I'm not going to solve cancer. I'm not gonna figure out how to stop...
But what about if you go out and talk to someone who can? What if you go out and you talk to someone and they have the capability to, but they weren't really aware of the issue? And then you bring it to their attention and then they solve it.
That show's not on our lineup. There's no medical hour.
Okay.
With Rachel Baggett.
But you can just, it's part of topics. It's part of things that happen in the world. There's all of these things, like even with like the one turtle we saw that got caught in a fire, they found out how to 3D print a new shell for him. The turtle that couldn't move anymore because it had a muscle disease. And then they glued Legos to the bottom of it so he could just drag himself around on some wheels. It's the cutest little thing.
Did you just find a roundabout way to talk about turtles?
No, but those are the two examples I have.
How about racism?
See, that one's so... That one hasn't been solved yet, so I can't really give you an example on how it can be solved.
Or poverty. Homeless people. War. Famine. Third world country. Genocide.
Third world country has a little bit to do with the documentary I want you to watch.
That's true. You got me there.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to talk to me.
It can be.
I know.
A little.
I run circles around people. Uh-huh. I change the subject constantly. I'm very confusing. I'm like the Dean Ambrose of commentary.
Where's your plant?
You're my plant.
Why am I your plant?
You sit there and look pretty.
I do more than that, thank you.
You do.
Yeah.
Right now I've got you flustered, though.
A little.
So let's stop that. Let's get to some questions.
Okay.
I'll tell you exactly what I said. I said, Ace of Grace taking a night off, and I'm trying to decide if I should just go solo tonight, accompanied by Ali Abair, and maybe answer some questions, just take the night off as well. Facebook, decide for me. If you want to listen to me answer your questions and maybe get all personal with you, leave your query here. Otherwise, I might just spend all night drinking. I did not specify what I would be drinking, but Pepsi. I can assure you. Yeah, it's Pepsi.
Pepsi.
It's Pepsi.
Or limeade. Or tea.
I don't have any tea.
You could buy some.
Not with my bank account.
I could buy you some.
Not with your bank account. Aaron Picard has a question. So we did get some questions, and as much as I want to spend the entire night sitting here arguing about the world, because I do that a lot, you're just kind of spinning your wheels. At some point, you wonder, am I being entertaining or am I just depressing people? And I don't want to depress people. I know I get on here and I talk about topics that aren't as fun. The Sunday's the fun show. Sunday's the fun show. Thursday's a fun show. Pro Wrestling Unscripted is either fun or angry and depressing, depending on how you look at it. But you can always count on the Tuesday show to be the show that just maybe makes you want to die a little. And that's my goal.
Or makes you think.
This is the smart show, is what you're telling me.
That's why I have glasses.
I have fake glasses.
I know you do.
So we got some questions, and gosh, I wish they could be better. No, I kid. Aaron Picard is up first, the MVP of the Podzilla 1985 network. Audience questions, whatever you want to call it, and a damn good guy too.
Yes.
We don't see eye to eye on everything politically. But I don't see eye to eye with a lot of people politically. Excuse me. I don't see eye to eye with a lot of people in general, because I'm so much taller.
Yeah.
And I got to look down on them, much like God looks down on the rest of us.
Okay, so the question.
Aaron Picard wants to know, who plays you in your biopic movie? Describe your action figure. That's a 2-part question. Who plays me in my biopic movie? Chris Hemsworth. I wish. I'd say John Panette, but he passed away. Very unfortunate. Hey, do you know who died today?
Who?
Miss Cleo. And I can literally see the mouse turning on the wheel in her head.
Yeah.
You don't remember Miss Cleo?
From
the TV ads. Call me now! She was the Jamaican psychic.
No.
You don't remember? Jesus Christ, how old are you?
I don't remember a lot of things, to be fair.
But you remember turtles.
Of course I remember turtles.
Miss Cleo was a psychic, quote unquote, and I have a lot of problems believing psychics. Aaron, I'm going to get to your question in a second. I have a lot of problems with psychics. I'm a big believer in the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of the reason we started this show was because of my love for Coast to Coast with George Norrie.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to do more paranormal stuff. We did the ghost hunt on Halloween for Terrifying Tanner Thursday. That was a lot of fun.
We might go to the Lemp Mansion.
I've heard rumblings that I might be going to Lemp Mansion for my birthday. I'm excited about that. We'll see what happens. And Tanner and I have been talking about putting together some kind of ghost team, because I would rather do that than this. No offense to this. I love podcasting.
I understand.
I love being a celebrity. I'm just going to be honest with you. I love that people know me. I like that. I mean, I'm like the girl who sends pictures to, no, that sounds sexist. I'm like the person who sends naked pictures to other people just to get compliments. I just like attention sometimes.
Okay.
I changed that from girl.
I know.
Because it's important still, to clarify that it's not just women that send naked pictures. I have sent many naked pictures to other men in hopes that they would compliment my body. I sent a topless picture of myself to Jesse Kimball just a few months ago. I sent you the same picture.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. And you sent it to, I remember many people coming into the store and being like, oh, did you get my picture?
I had been working out. I was proud of it. So sue me for wanting to look pretty. What was I talking about?
We were answering. No, we were talking about the psychic.
Yes. I would rather do paranormal research than this. Yeah. Call it for my love of Ghostbusters. And here's why I want to get into the paranormal. Because I don't joke about this on the show, but I've mentioned it a couple times. My mom passed away in 2007. And my father passed away in 2014, I believe. Maybe it's 2013. It's the days roll together, you know, at this point. But I've always wanted proof of the afterlife because I want to know that the people I care about are okay and that there's something more after this world than just death. Because the most terrifying thing I could think of, other than my personal life, is that's the of. Yeah,
oh, okay.
That's the fan.
Okay. No,
the knocks you hear are not paranormal. That's just the fan. But the most terrifying thing I could think of is that when this is over, that's it.
Yeah.
All the things you accomplished in life, all of your thoughts and memories, everything you've got, nothing, because it's just death. And I don't want to believe that. So I've always wanted to get more to the paranormal. I would rather do paranormal investigations off the air. Like, I'd rather actually go out and find these things out for myself than do this podcast. Just like I'd rather work in a movie store than a video game store. Because I like movies more than video games.
I know.
Plus, I hate the video game community. For the most part. Not the people that come into 709 Broadway or 131 West Main Street in Jackson. Those guys are golden. But Miss Cleo.
Yes.
Is a psychic. And I don't like psychics. Even though I'm a paranormal guy, I don't like psychics because most of them are exploiters.
Yeah.
They exploit people. They prey on their misery. They prey on their sadness. They do hot and cold readings. They trick you. Mm-hmm. They're just scam artists and they're one of the lowest forms of life out there. If Asa were here right now, he would tell you to watch a great documentary on Netflix about, the Amazing Randy. And I highly encourage you to do the same. But Miss Cleo was one of the most famous ones. She did commercials and I never called it, obviously, but she's a lot like Sylvia Brown. Sylvia Brown passed away a few years ago. She was also a piece of garbage and no one really cried when she passed away other than her son, who then inherited the family psychic business and is still trying to scam people today. Miss Cleo was 53. She died of cancer. It's always unfortunate when you hear someone's died, but
yeah,
I can't say I'm sad that someone who would scam people out of money is gone.
Yeah.
So that's my stance on that. Back to the questions.
Yes.
Aaron Picard, who asked, who would play me in my biopic movie. Legitimately, I guess it depends on what age we're talking about. If it's me now, I mean, I can't get Judd Nelson to play me. And that's the obvious choice.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know.
That is the obvious choice.
Who would you see me as?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
He would have to be tall and he'd have to be big. So if I were to pick Aaron, I would say the Mountain from Game of Thrones. Probably going to be the closest to my actual.
Stop.
Because you hear my voice. You hear me speak on these shows. And if you're just a fan of Podzilla 1985 and you don't know me personally, you might not be aware of the fact that I am gigantic. That I'm 6'2". I'm like 320 pounds. I'm huge. I have gigantic hands. I have gigantic arms and shoulders. I look like a wrestler. I hear that all the time. So if someone's going to play me in a biopic movie, it can't be somebody like, you know, Zac Efron can't play me. I don't care how jacked he gets. He'll just never be big enough. The Rock, maybe, but I'm not Samoan.
Yeah.
I'm Irish. That could be a problem. Sheamus, maybe.
Yeah. I was thinking Sheamus.
Why? Because he's Irish? That is so wrong. Describe my action figure. Okay. I mean, like the ones I have? Or
no,
my action figure?
Your action figure.
He's not wearing a shirt. He's got a bandolier of some kind. Probably a headband. It's very much like Rambo. And you push a little thing on his back and he pops antidepressants all day.
Testosterone
pills.
Do you want me to answer this question?
Go ahead.
So, I guess the person that would play me would be, I never get her name right.
Shailene Woodley.
Yes.
I know where you're going already.
Yeah, because I've been told that we look alike. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I've been told. And then my action figure would probably be me painting. That's the... My action is painting. I don't know.
Kids, get that exclusive NECA Ali A-Bear figure with exclusive paint action.
Like I have the little...
You have the little brush in your hand and you click the thing and she brushes.
Yeah.
And everything she paints is a happy tree.
I'm not Bob Ross. No, everything I paint is a little creepy toy.
I think he does have an action figure, though.
I'm not Bob surprised.
Ross. Yeah.
I mean... I once saw an action figure for Jesus.
Oh, yeah, me too. I've seen an action figure for Hillary Clinton. I've seen action figures for people that clearly haven't used any actions in a long time.
I saw it wasn't really an action figure. It was a doll of Van Gogh that had a removable ear.
I remember that doll. Yeah, yeah. I think there was a whole painting line of, like, famous artists that you could get. Because I remember showing it to Lindsay years ago, and I thought, well, this is just stupid. Kids should not be learning these things. This is neither the time nor the place. If I have a child, I want his action figures to be muscular, with removable shirts and guns.
Okay.
And vape pens.
Vape pens. I mean, you can get them everywhere.
I don't know what Nate Smith's question is. Honest thoughts as a classic Sonic Gan on... Oh, wait, I think I got it. Honest thoughts as a classic Sonic fan on Sonic Mania, perhaps. I don't know if they talked about this on the Sunday show. Again, Nerd Up on Sundays with Jesse Kimball and his lovable cast. They usually cover the video game stuff, and they do a damn good job of it, but I'll tackle this question. And Jesse, if you did talk about it, I apologize. There's a new game coming out called Sonic Mania. Mm-hmm. It's coming out next year, and it's a classic 2D Sonic game. Nate, I'm excited. I'm on board. I think a 2D Sonic game is the only way to go. I don't hate the 3D Sonic games as much as everybody else, but I don't like them. I'm an old school fan, and I think Sonic Mania is going to bring back some of that old feeling. There's a lot of nostalgia going on right now when it comes to these companies. Nintendo announced their mini console for the original Nintendo, and I know they talked about that on Nerd Up, so go back and listen to that. But I saw today on Facebook in my feed, it said Sega to release... mini system to compete with Nintendo. And that's not true. I don't know where Facebook gets its facts. What they're talking about is a Sega Genesis clone, more or less, that's made by @Games, which is a company out of China, and they have the licensing for it. So this is a completely legit system. But the system that they're putting out later this year to compete, quote unquote, with the Nintendo Mini is the same system that they've been putting out for years. I saw an idiot on Facebook said, Sega's putting out 80 games with theirs. Nintendo only has 30. I wish Nintendo would listen to their fans or whatever. Hey, idiot, let me tell you something. Those 80 games that they're talking about, 40 of them are actual Sega games. 40 are like Brick Breaker and Mouse Run or
People don't check facts before they post things on Facebook.
It irritates me. But the Nintendo is going to be a legit HDMI-capable system with 30 incredibly classic games. The Sega system that's coming out is the same one that's on the shelves right now. Get it at Hastings. It's like 90% off because they're having their going out of business sale.
Aww.
It's an awful, cheap clone, and it's kind of a garbage system. The only thing it has is it plays carts, whereas the new Nintendo doesn't. Other than that, it's pointless. Don't touch it. The Nintendo is superior. Nintendo's always been superior. Suck at Sega.
Okay.
Sega does what Nintendo don't.
I mean, they don't have Kirby,
file for bankruptcy.
Okay.
Hastings does what Barnes & Noble don't. Go out of business. Okay. I got more.
Oh, goodness. Must we?
All right, we'll move on. Michael Branham, Harvey Dent. Can we trust him? I'm sorry, let me do that again. Harvey Dent. Can we trust him?
I like that voice.
Do you? Is that the voice you want to hear in the morning?
No.
Good morning, love. I baked you some cookies.
I mean, can we trust him?
I was kidding when I said I couldn't have kids.
What?
I don't know. You can always... in Soviet Russia, Harvey Dent trusts you. That's a Yakov Smirnoff reference.
Okay.
You know who Yakov Smirnoff is?
No.
Mike Branham also wants to know who would win in a fight, Goro Lowkick or John Cena. For those of you that don't know, Goro Lowkick is my alter ego in the world of Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
Say that with pride.
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons. I started a campaign up with a couple of other Podzilla 1985 greats, the all-time classic Hunter Hendrix, Double H himself. He is our DM. So for all of you guys out there wondering, hey, why doesn't Double H do Podzilla anymore? Well, he does Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
You know how much time it takes to think these campaigns up? He actually hand paints every figure. He writes out every storyline. He puts so much work into it. So give the guy a break. Don't blame Hunter.
No.
And Goro Lowkick is my character. He's a dragonborn, or is it dragonkin?
Do you know your own character?
Not really. I basically created him as a joke because Asa and I would play Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
And Asa's really good at Mortal Kombat. And I'm not bad at it. I won that first tournament we had here at Gaming Grounds. I was very proud of that. I don't normally win tournaments. But Asa can usually beat me in Mortal Kombat.
Unless...
Except when I play as Goro. For whatever reason, I think he's beaten me one time when I played as Goro. And he did it as Triborg, which really pleased him because then he crushed Goro like a can. And it made him very happy. But Asa can't beat Goro. And in this particular case, I decided to name my character after Goro. And I named him Lowkick because that's how I'd beat him. I'd low kick him if things got rough. So Goro Lowkick is a giant dragon
because
something.
You just wanted to trigger Asa.
That's usually why I do things. That's why I have his own show, our own show with him, so I can upset him weekly. But he hasn't been here for 2 weeks. We didn't do a show last week. No. We watched Stranger Things.
Yes.
Yeah. Good show.
Yeah.
Who would win between Goro Lowkick or John Cena? John Cena.
I mean, it's John Cena.
He doesn't really lose a lot, so.
No.
Dylan Diebold just kind of posted a thing with Batman and Superman on it from College Humor. So we'll skip that. Yeah. I don't think he's listening, so I don't think it's a problem. Jared Davis, happy birthday, JR.
Yes.
By the way, Allie, old friend of yours.
Yeah.
You two went to high school together, right?
Yes, we did.
Good guy?
Yeah. I mean, he's... Yeah.
Wow. JR, that's a glowing recommendation right there if I've ever heard one. JR wants to know, who's your Justice League Dreamcast? Oh, God. We'll start with that one. Justice League Dreamcast. Well, they've already cast him. So I don't have a lot of input on that. I think Roman Reigns is going to do a great job as Aquaman.
Yes.
He's going to be fantastic. I would replace the guy that plays Superman, Henry Cavill, I think is his name.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And I put Brandon Routh back in the role because I think Brandon Routh was a fantastic Superman. I don't like Henry Cavill as Superman. He's too depressing. And I'm the kind of guy that likes serious stuff, but I think that his stuff is just too serious. He doesn't look like he's having fun. You're Superman.
Yeah.
Smile a goddamn little.
Yeah. Most people normally see a happy Superman when they think about Superman.
I think of truth, justice, the American way, which is what Superman stands for.
Yeah.
I read a review from Roger Ebert when I was a kid for Batman Returns, and I believe he gave it a thumbs down. He said it was a good movie. It was beautifully shot, but he said the problem he had with Batman Returns was that Batman was always so miserable. Like, there's no parts where it's like where Batman's having fun being Batman. He has all these gadgets and he has all of these, you know, this car. So why is Batman always so miserable looking? And
do
you know Batman's history?
Yeah. Batman is more the depressing character.
But Allie,
what?
Can't he just find a good balance?
Okay. You see here.
I don't like Ezra Miller as Flash. I saw him in Batman v Superman, and
get to see much of him.
The parts I saw with him, I didn't really like, but maybe it'll surprise me, like Quicksilver was in the X Men Days of Future Past, and I haven't seen Apocalypse yet, surprisingly. But maybe he'll surprise us. The rest of the cast is fine. Gal Gadot is great as Wonder Woman.
Yes,
I was kind of critical of her when I first read about it because she's so. I know Wonder Woman's supposed to be beautiful, but she was like model beautiful, and she was kind of skinny, and she just didn't look like she... Because Wonder Woman is an Amazon.
Yeah, but you're... It's more important to pick someone who's going to do well in the part than someone who looks exactly like the character.
But we don't know if she'll do well in the part yet. She was good in Batman v Superman, but she also didn't really have a lot to do.
But she was still one of the better parts in the movie.
But that doesn't mean she's going to be able to carry a movie of her own. But we'll see. Like I said, I don't have a problem with her. I just, the look was the only thing I had a problem with. And she did a really good job. So I, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Ben Affleck's the best
yes.
Batman.
Yes.
You agree with that. You're a big Batman fan.
Yes.
What did you think about Ben Affleck in Batman v Superman?
I mean, he's my favorite Batman.
And right how many, now. It's important to note though that you've only seen the Christopher Nolan trilogy. You've never seen the 89 Batman. You've never seen Batman Returns, Batman Forever, or Batman and Robin. Yes.
I mean, you know me, whenever we talk about movies I have seen a lot more movies than I remember. And I've seen a lot more parts of movies than full movies, because whenever I would rent movies, it would always be with family. And so I'd have to pick movies that they wanted to see. And so if I wanted to watch something that wasn't a new release, it would have to be on TV. And I wouldn't know when those things aired, so I would just jump in on it, and then, or I'd get pulled away. So.
I understand that. That's how I actually saw The Evil Dead 2 for the first time. My dad was watching TV, and I just kind of walked in, and I just remember there was this ugly creature with a long, bony neck, and there was a guy with a chainsaw, and I remember my dad was like, go away, you can't watch this, and I walked away. He also said me that about Showgirls. You ever seen Showgirls?
No.
I'm glad you answered that way. Are you aware of what Showgirls is?
I have a guess. Pretty positive.
It's the movie that ruined Elizabeth Berkley's career. You know Elizabeth Berkley? She was in Saved by the Bell. She was Jessie. She was the smart girl.
Yeah.
She then did Showgirls, where she was naked most of the film, and everyone says it ruined her career. Not because she was naked, because it was a terrible movie.
It was just a bad movie.
But it's a cult classic now. You know? It's one of those Plan 9 from Outer Space.
I will stick with my Breakfast Club.
It's a lot like The Breakfast Club. If The Breakfast Club was a buffet and it was at a strip club.
No.
He also goes on, have you read Neil Gaiman's Sandman series? I have not, JR. I also haven't finished the Superman comics you gave me, or let me borrow, but I will do that soon. I swear to God I will. I know Neil Gaiman is a great author. Bob's read a lot of his stuff. Jack McNeil has read a lot of his stuff. And he's very high on it. But I've not read it myself. I think Neil Gaiman's fantastic from the stuff I have read, but I've never read Sandman. Wish I had. If so, what are your thoughts? Rewind about 3 minutes ago. And then last, he asks, boobs or butts? Personality.
I mean, that's the good answer.
You want me to answer honestly?
Right, so that wasn't an honest answer?
It is, but he didn't ask that. He didn't say, what's your favorite attribute? He asked, boobs or butts.
Yeah.
So if I have to pick between them, it's a hard choice.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you prefer? No, you want to answer these questions with Shannon. You want to be a big shot podcaster. What do you prefer, Allie? Do you like to look at girls' boobs or butts? And you have to answer the question, because I promised the fans that we will answer the questions.
Butts? You got me staring at a girl's butt once.
I did. We were at Broussard's, and I look over, and Allie is just staring at this girl's butt as she's walking by.
It's such a conceited thing, though.
And at first, I thought maybe I was just seeing things until I asked her jokingly about it. And then she just starts giggling and gets red-faced, and then I knew she was looking at that girl's butt.
It's a conceited thing, though, because I'm not looking at it going, oh, that's a nice butt. I'm looking at it going, is mine better? Does mine look like that? What does mine look like?
To be fair, I do that with dudes' junk. I always look at men's crotches when they walk by and wonder, is mine better?
Like, why are you making fun of me?
I'm not making fun of you. I'm answering the questions.
I think you are.
I'm gonna go with boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't necessarily mean they have to be huge or anything, but just nice breasts are a pleasure to hold. and to, yep, moving on. Aaron Picard says, follow up. Does anyone know who has my copies of Sandman Endless Nights? I think Dalton Anthony has them. He also wrote all over them and said that you were, kind of fruity. So you can go catch up with Dalton Anthony. You can find him at Hastings for a very limited run.
Yes. Yeah.
He's exiting stage, right? Because he hangs out there.
Uh-huh.
Not because he, you know, he hangs out there a lot.
He's going for the sales.
Yeah. Just like everybody. Yeah. Michael Branham, boxers or briefs? Boxers. Allie?
I don't wear either of those.
Would you like to tell the listeners what you do wear?
Panties.
And which kind are you wearing right now? You don't have to answer the question. We don't need to get creepy here. Thank you, Michael Branham, for making life awkward. Ethan Craig Miles, if you could bring back anything from a fictional universe, what would it be and where would you get it from? I'll let you tackle this one first.
No.
Since I've tortured you so much with these other questions.
Oh my goodness, but this is such a hard... I want to pick the right answer. I got to find the best thing.
I would go to the Passion of the Christ and take Jesus and make him grant wishes for me. That's how he works, right?
No.
Oh. No, not Jesus. I'm sorry. Kazam. The rapping genie. Starring Shaq. He's going to be the intro song today.
From the Passion of the Christ.
No, it was Kazam. I was mistaken.
Okay.
I always get those two mixed up.
Okay.
Because they're both basically torture.
Okay.
Do you get the joke,
yes,
Sally?
I get it. Because
I'm
got
laying
it.
Them out pretty
I understand.
Thick.
Maybe no. If you explain it some more, it'll be funny.
You go first. No, it won't be. You go first.
But, this is such...
Stop thinking about butts.
This is a hard question for me, because
just say
if
the
I
Batmobile.
Wanted... No.
No? Just say Batman.
No.
You'd bring Bruce Wayne back and marry him.
I'm thinking
him,
about
and
Kirby and Squirtle and all of these and Eevee.
Get a Ditto and he can be anything you want.
That's true.
You want the Kirby today? Ditto, Kirby. You want Squirtle the next day? Ditto, Squirtle. Sounds like you need a Ditto.
Probably.
You know what else you can use Dittos for?
What would you pick?
From a fictional universe?
Yeah.
What would it be and where would you get it from? A proton pack. From Ghostbusters.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
I mean, for no other reason other than just to hear the hum when you turn it on. Plus, I feel like you've got to get some respect carrying around a unlicensed nuclear reactor on your back.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it would be very practical, though.
Probably not.
So if
I mean, do you know how to upkeep?
For
you
a proton pack?
Yeah.
No, I don't even know how to upkeep my phone.
Make sure it's not going to, you know, explode on you.
Well, if it explodes, I'm taking out plenty of people with me.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't really want to bus ghosts.
You can just...
More as I want to have conversations with them.
Okay. So, how will the proton pack help with that?
I just want it because it looks cool.
Okay.
Is the honest answer.
I mean, that's a fine answer.
Maybe a Morpher coin from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and I could turn into a Power Ranger.
No.
I want Frostmourne from World of Warcraft, and I want to become the Lich King so I can... dominate the world.
I want Baymax.
See, I helped you figure out what you want.
I want Baymax.
Congratulations.
I want Baymax.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your excitement
Baymax.
For Baymax?
Baymax.
It goes to 11, apparently. Ethan, that's a good question.
Yes, I like that question. I want Baymax.
Michael Branham says, if the Podzilla crew were in a Mortal Kombat style fighting game, what would their finishing moves be? And then Nate Smith followed with, yeah, what would my finisher be, which is adorable.
Huh.
Jesse Kimball would read to you textbooks full of facts until your head exploded. Asa would pull out two bottles of liquor, pour them down your throat until your guts exploded and went everywhere. Lindsay would shriek in that shrill witch tone of hers, and your head would explode, and then she would dance around in the blood with her Pokemon and My Little Ponies. That's a good one. Ethan's would actually be a friendship.
Ethan would, like, hug you.
Yeah, Ethan would be a friendship. Ethan wouldn't have a fatality.
Ethan would be like Bailey.
Steven would just yell curse words at you until you melted. Like, yeah. he would just sit there and scream at you, like, obscenities, and your skin would kind of fly off of your body.
Yeah.
A la Sindel.
Yeah. How about Dalton?
Well, Dalton's not on the show anymore.
Okay.
So he doesn't get one. Okay. But if he did get one, I imagine he would have some kind of acidic fluid that he would spray on you.
That sounds good.
And it would melt your skin away.
Yeah.
And then he would slut shame you when you were on the ground.
Yeah. What about mine?
Yours? God. You would pull out a Bible and start reading it, and then a giant hand would come from the heavens and crush the person.
Okay.
You don't like that one? You want me to try again?
Yeah.
Trying to think of what you like. I know you like God.
Wow.
Okay, what would mine be?
Mine
would be the most boring. I'd pick somebody up and just rip them limb from limb the whole time screaming, you know, I hate you, Dad. Mine would actually be suicide. I wouldn't even kill you. I'd kill myself. I'd pull the gun out and point it at you and then, like, sob a little bit and then put it under my chin and shoot myself. And you would win the match every time. Do you like that one?
No.
Is there anybody else that works for us? CJ. Not listed on the cast list anymore, but I feel we could come up with a good one for CJ. Oh, God, pick one.
Really?
Pick something and go with it. I don't even want to talk about CJs.
No.
Yeah. If the listeners aren't already asleep,
that'll
put them to sleep. I don't think we have anybody else, do we? I know I'm missing some. Stephanie? I mean,
Tanner.
Oh, Tanner. Oh,
no. I don't.
He would fill a bucket full of raccoons. And he'd put it over your head. The raccoons would then run around and eat your face off.
And he'd just steptoe?
And he'd steptoe around your body while you're getting your face eaten off. And then when the bucket falls off, it's from the first person point of view. Like, you see him steptoeing around as the bucket comes down and then the raccoons eat your face. And then when the bucket comes off, he's not there anymore because he doesn't show up for anything. So he's gone at that point.
Okay.
Was that too much?
I mean, that was a lot more detailed than...
Well, that's because I love others. Tanner, and Tanner is so important to me, so Tanner gets extra.
All right, and now you're trying to make up for the... everything.
I am. Nate, what would your finisher be? Sure, let's play. You would verbally harass the person online until you got jumped by a bunch of other people on the same board, and then you kind of disappear into the night. Is that a good finisher?
I mean, I don't know what it accomplishes, but...
And one more. Jared Davis, again, if you could possess the powers of a lesser-known superhero, what would they be? They must have never been on any sort of team. Was Superman on a team?
No, I don't think so.
And he's lesser-known, right?
Yeah.
Allie? You go first. Yeah.
Define superhero.
Oh, God. That's more reserved for The Marvelous Jesse and Chris. Unfortunately, that show no longer exists.
Because
I said the N-word too much. Oh. Sorry.
That wasn't the...
My apologies.
Because Kirby could be a superhero.
And he's never been on a team as far as I
know.
Yeah. So you would... So you the power you want is you want to suck people.
Oh dear God!
You
want to
suck people and then gain their strength, and then you spit them out when you're done.
This is taking a turn that I did not expect. For some reason, I didn't expect this.
You said it.
I'm gonna change my answer. You think? You give your answer. I'm gonna change mine. I'm gonna change.
You don't like
it.
That answer you had now?
No.
All right.
Is Baymax a superhero? But he was part
but
of
he's
a team.
He was part of that team, yeah. Can't pick that one.
Makes me sad.
I would say I would pick the Hurricane. He's a superhero from the WWE. And my ability would be to put on great matches but never reach the brass ring. Not even the gold ring. Brass ring's the best I can hope for in life.
So you ruined my answer.
Did I make Kirby dirty for you?
You ruined my answer.
I ruined your answer.
You ruined it.
Oh, that's the first time anyone's ever accused me of ruining things other than lives. But they're not here tonight, so.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm on a roll. I'd be happier if every time I got on a roll, I didn't eat it. You don't know. You're giving up.
Yeah. Okay. Because you ruined my answer and now I'm sad. So thanks.
You could have Kirby.
You ruined it.
Hey, just because I say negative things about it doesn't...
You ruined it.
Me saying negative things about it doesn't mean that it's any less good.
Ruined it.
Fine. I ruined it. We're out of time.
Finally.
Was this what you expect? Oh my God, finally? Was this torture for you?
No. I mean, I didn't have answers for a lot of the questions, and whenever I thought I had a good one, you ruined it.
I didn't ruin it.
Ruined it.
Kirby's ability is that he takes things into his mouth, and then he spits it out when he's done with it.
I wanted you to focus on the cuteness.
He is cute. Lots of cute things suck things.
Stop. What? You're making it worse.
What?
You're making this worse.
I'm sorry. All right. We're gonna call it a night there. And I'm going to try...
I blame JR. He asked the question. It was JR's question, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday, JR.
It's your fault.
Oh, we're going to cut off there. Tomorrow, we are going to be back with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Hopefully, hopefully Ace is going to be here. Hopefully, he's feeling a little bit better. He took a night off.
Yep.
It's like, Ace, you're worn out. Just get out of here. Just go. We've got it covered. Boy, was that a mistake.
Yeah.
Ace, never leave again. That's the general rule. We'll be back with Pro Wrestling Unscripted tomorrow. We have a lot to talk about. Raw held their first show last night from the new roster.
Yep.
SmackDown had their first show tonight.
Yep.
And we missed it because I forgot it was tonight. Raw has a new belt.
Yes.
It's called, I shit you not, the Universal Championship. But like Hunter said, do you see any aliens coming around to challenge them?
I hear Universal and I feel like that's the belt that would just float between shows. Honestly, that's what I think.
We'll save this for tomorrow, but just as a quick preview, if you thought that SmackDown was going to be treated with more respect than it did the first time they did a brand split, they now have the world champion. Raw has the Universal champion. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is so stupid. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. We're also going to talk about the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Battleground, some big stuff that happened. Battleground and Raw. If it's like Vince McMahon stroked out for a little while.
Or maybe he is just very disappointed in Roman.
That's clear. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. Pro Wrestling Unscripted tomorrow with me, Ali, and Asa. Thursday, our new show, Topical Thursday. We have retired Trainwreck Thursday. And now that Big Johnny is no longer with us here on the show, we retired Trainwreck Thursday in his memory, and I mean that in a positive way. And since Tanner is not here, he is on indefinite hiatus until he has a child or wings or something. I don't know how it goes. I don't know how women work.
What?
But until that happens, we're going to put...
What are you saying?
We're going to put Tanner Thursday aside.
I know that, but what?
Topical Thursday is going to be a lot like Sunday Random Sunday was. It's going to be... we're going to talk about a variety of subjects, and it's going to be a little bit more serious, but we're still going to have some fun on there, and I'm sure we'll sneak Pokemon on somehow. So until then, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. You can follow me on Instagram at Podzilla1985's Mr. 100. You can follow me on Twitter at PZ85's Mr. 100. Allie probably has Twitter and Instagram too.
Yes. You can follow me at Alaniqua. Yeah. Or not. That's okay, too.
We don't want your damn attention. You think we do this podcast for you?
I mean, I don't post much on
those. Screw you guys. We do this for us and Hunter Hendricks. And Cody.
Can't forget Cody.
Shit!
We never
Cody.
Gave him a finisher!
Oh my god, Cody right now.
he's probably crying.
He's not Dalton. Cody, we gotta give Cody a finisher real quick.
Oh no.
I can't think of anything. Now I'm on the spot.
Yeah.
Cody's finisher is he quits the show because we keep forgetting about him.
Oh no.
Cody, I'm gonna make this up to you. I've got a Blu-ray copy of Ghostbusters waiting for you. My gift to you for your engagement. Congratulations. The best I can hope for you is that you can watch this finally and you can see what all the fuss is about. So Cody, that's for you. We're going to see you guys tomorrow night. Have a great night. Allie, I'm so sorry you had to be here. Please take us out.
I'm going to go skateboards.
With Kirby and suck people.